please step right up. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cups. Here's to this moment, it will never happen again.
And on the air, performance 313. I'm Nicole Shiro, sitting in for Lisa Sheps, along with our co-host Ann Chickalella, and apprentice Kieran Hunter, and special guest engineer Tracy Schultz. Tracy. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 at koop.org. Each week, we take a look at theater from many angles. If it's theater, it is off stage and on the air. And our music is gone, but that's okay, because we all hear it.
And we're going to have music today.
We are going to have music today. Do we have our disco in now, I think?
Is that the right one?
I don't hear anything.
We rearranged.
Oh, yes, I don't have headsets on. Maybe that would help. Hello. Yes, that's a little bit, we're going to do all the music today. We just decided to stick with one thing and one thing only, and that's the music of the Tony Award-winning musical Funhouse.
I'm sorry. Fun Home.
Fun Home, sorry. Oh, I did write Fun House.
Do you know how many times everybody does that?
That's kind of hilarious.
Well, because it's a pun.
Made of lunches and car
rides. And you know what the FUN is about, right?
Yes. Today, it's Wednesday, June 10th, 2015. Today's guests are Cinnamon Path Theater with Good Weather for Bundt Cakes and Austin Theater's project, The Great American Trailer Park Musical. And of course, we will always have lively discussions, including the news and views from the world of theater in Austin, New York, and beyond. Stay with us. Hello. And you know what? When I put headphones on, I know what's going on. How exciting that is. Oh. Well, first, I want to start with Thank You Remix, the show before us. We love the remix. And thank you, Tracy Schultz, standing on duty today, filling in for Matt and Miss Sweetie. And oh, let me give Tracy the mic.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Very happy to be able to be here. And thank you so much for asking me to help y'all guys out today.
We love Remix.
We do love Remix. And we love Tracy. And I'm now going to check in with Ann and Kieran. Kieran, what's going on here?
Unfortunately, I had to miss the Tonys this week because I had to be at a job, and so yeah, a job.
You made money; they paid you money.
Things.
You did
yeah,
the job.
So unfortunate, but I got caught up on the internet because that's what it's there for.
Good. So when we discuss these
so
here
I'll
in a minute,
know what's going on. I'm all good.
and Ann Chickalella.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been spending a lot of time with you, so I do know that you're in the world of productions right now with the Young Shakespeare, and they're going to be on next week. I'm very excited. But yesterday, you actually had a little announcement about Austin Shakespeare. Maybe you could tell the listeners right now what that was.
Sure. This is an annual event at which we announce our season. So Nicole is nudging me to announce our season.
Because I'm really excited about it.
Well, I guess I'll start with the musical thing. So we're collaborating with Austin Community Music School, and we're still in fundraising mode, but it's going to happen, dear God. And we're doing a concert version of Sunday in the Park, the Sondheim show, so we're very excited.
Yes,
very
there is. We have a very, very full house today, by the way.
Yeah.
There's a lot of nodding heads going, yes.
2, 4, 6, yeah.
So, and
Streetcar Named Desire, Medea with Fran Dorn, and Mark Puhey returning to the park, to Zilker Park with Macbeth.
Yes, that's exciting. And so and the children's, what do the children's
The children are doing Twelfth Night.
Yes.
So they get to be Toby Belch and Malvolio and Viola and all that.
Which was funny. They did the same thing you all reacted to Sondheim yesterday at the table. All the kids started shaking their head and hitting each other from the side. So that was kind of exciting.
Musical theater kids. So, could you imagine?
Yeah. Who knew? Who knew? So I do have to announce a little bit of a bummery note. We will not be having Backstage at Offstage today. So I'm sorry to our podcast listeners that we're a little bit shorter and we won't learn about everybody behind, but I will invite everyone here to please come back at another time to join us for Backstage at Offstage, where we get to learn about you, the person, and not so much about the show. We get to learn about why you do what you do and how you do what you do. And our listeners find that interesting. And personally, it's part of my favorite part of the show. So, Lisa, this is for you. The weather today. It's hot.
It's not that hot.
And it's sunny.
It's 92.
That's warm.
It's perfect.
It's not. Oh, and Chickalella.
It's Texas.
Remember that when you're sitting out at the Kern Theater this weekend.
I got the bug spray.
It's beautiful, though. I mean, I'll take it without the crazy rain. There isn't too many clouds in the sky. And there's the weather, Lisa. So, the Tonys. Anyone see the Tonys in here?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, lots of yeses. Okay. So yes, we all have to share mic. If you do have something to say, by all means, please do. And let me introduce these disembodied voices for you. Here from Cinnamon Path Theater, and if I say someone's name wrong, I'm so sorry. I forgot to ask ahead of time.
You have to
please
say slower.
Correct
Cinnamon
me.
Path.
Cinnamon
It's such
path.
A lovely word. Name.
Yes. Max Langer, Christy Moore, Lana Dietrich, Suzanne Balling, Roxy Becker. We also have with Austin Theater Project, David Blackburn. And I guess today we have four actresses, and we'll give you their names in a bit, but we really have Betty, Lynn, Pickles, and Jeannie.
Woo!
Hello!
Great to meet you! Thrilled!
And you can tell their party, they're not even near a microphone. So, the Tonys. Overall, No, I got some thumbs downs going here.
Oh, did Christy do thumbs down?
Yes, she did.
Oh, I'm always interested. Tell
us. Yes, I did. Well, that was for the telecast. I thought the telecast was not... did not live up to the achievements of the season.
Oh, well, has it ever?
No,
like,
but it
just
seems
like
things
Awards
are worse. And I don't know. I'm highly irritated about the play situation that they can't show more than 20 seconds of
nominated
plays.
I mean, it's gotten worse and worse, but this year was
It was
words.
Shorter, wasn't
no,
it?
No, it was, absolutely. It used to be a sentence or two. Now it was like three or four words.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
I thought it was short. I'll tell you, I thought it was I mean, there wasn't anything that I was like, oh, that was get the hook. Well, yeah, I take that back. There was a few things I was like, eh. But there was nothing exciting about it at all, except for Fun Home. But I'll tell you what, you know what got me upset? And Lisa, and we will talk more about the Tonys next week, because Lisa and I have a lot to talk about. We just discussed this on a phone a bit, and she felt the same way I did. Love that they had the new award for the teacher.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't we get the teacher get 1 second and said hi and we don't know where the teacher came from or what the teacher teaches?
Uh-huh.
What was that about?
It was a little odd that we had three people before that being asked who their teachers
were. Yes, they started
with Sutton
Foster.
Which was kind of nice. I mean, it was nice. But then he was like, hi, and gone. Yeah,
and gone. And I don't know, like, is he in the school system? Is he at a theater? Is he teaching teens? What does he do?
He's not a movie star. That's the answer.
Yes, there you go. And he's a teacher, and that's all I know. So I felt kind of bad for the, you know, I'm all about arts education. That's how we get all these other people on the stage. So I don't know. That really kind of miffed me.
But Carnegie Mellon got some nice plugs.
Yes, Carnegie Mellon.
I guess they put up the money. I'm like, how much money did it put up? What did they pay for?
Yeah, I was kind of like, oh, that's a lot. That's a lot. Didn't really, I'm a Jersey girl and I like the music from Jersey Boys, but do they really need to keep coming out every other year and playing? I mean, really? You could have put Sideshow up there. You could have put, there were so many other good musicals that were going on this season. Give those people a moment. I was just so, and it cut off from the recording even though I had extended late and I was like, don't care, thank you. So, I don't know. What did we think about Finding Neverland?
It would have been better to see some of the creative awards. Is my mic on?
I don't know if your mic is on. I was just about to go. Are we not working?
I don't know.
No, I don't hear you. We'll try to move that into another number and try you here in a second.
Okay.
But say what David was saying about more creative awards.
Yeah. David, the Tommy
like
Tune.
Lisa Crone and Janine Tesori, maybe?
Yeah. That's pretty fast.
And the other one with Tommy Tune. Why did they give him an award during the commercial, but then they let him come out and talk? Which, I may add, his speech was beautiful. I really enjoyed...
How'd you like his sunglasses?
He's always had those sunglasses. He's Tommy Tune.
You want to cover any crow's feet, I think.
I just... God, I love that man. And boy, does he look good. I was really shocked. Now, I did learn after the fact, Tim Curry had made an appearance. So Tim Curry had the stroke a few years ago and disappeared. Lisa and I have been hot to trot, like, what is going on with him? The Daily Mail had an article about him. He was at a...
The Daily Mail?
The Daily Mail had an article about him. I guess I can go for Lisa. Step in time, the Daily Mail. they had a lovely article. He doesn't look too good, so I didn't need to have the pictures. Oh. But he said some really nice stuff, and he is recuperating, and no one's hiding him anywhere, which is what Lisa and I thought someone was doing. So I felt a little better about that. Mm-hmm. Did you think there was any upsets with wins? Like, were you surprised by a lot of these wins?
I was surprised by Curious. What is the Curious Event of the Dog in the Night? I saw the show. Have you read the show? I just thought the plot was like, okay. The physical staging was sort of avant-garde for Broadway. And the kid is great.
It looks very Tron.
But I was like...
It looks like Tron. Every time I look at it, all I can think of is Tron and Jeff Bridges in a bad outfit. I'm like... I try, but...
I happen to have a secret picture in my phone that I did take, which I'll pass around.
Oh, Breaking the Law and Chickalella. Well, I do have our tally results from... We gave homework to all of our guests on the show and handed them out tallies ahead of time for the month before to see where we're at. And I will say, everyone, the majority for the play, got correct the Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night. Six people chose that. It was a high majority. Musical, Fun Home, and The Visit were both tied for what people chose, and it was Fun Home.
But how did you feel about The Visit as a, you know?
Well, you know, I was kind of...
Fan of the Candor Ebb.
Well, I love the Candor Ebb, and I do love The Visit.
No matter who's dead.
No matter who's dead, they're the best. And that's sadly, that's the last one that they had, like, in the vault.
In the can.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of bummed because that number is so... turns into such a beautiful number. And I know it's the Tonys, so they try to include the cast more. But they cut out the whole beautiful pas de deux between the younger and older version.
Oh, you saw a little bit of it.
You saw a bit, but Anne, that number, you can find it online, and I think we've posted it on Offstage and On Air, and I'll give it to Lisa to make sure we do again. It's stunning. I get where they were going. I mean, it's dark. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Candor and Ebb is mostly dark, though. People don't really... Yeah, so I loved it. I don't know. I love Candor and Ebb. Didn't think it was going to win. But, I mean, with everyone else out there. And for all those people, Josh Wexler, who thinks I hate Kelly O'Hara, I was very pumped. She won the Tony because the woman didn't need a Susan Lucci moment. Five nominations for some really great roles, and she's extremely talented. So,
even and cute.
And cute. And adorable, actually.
And super nice and wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, thank you,
just
Roxy.
Just a good person. And, you know, Alex Alford watched this with me, and Mr. Alex Alford is not a fan of the musicals. And even he said he loved watching King and I because you can hate a musical, but such an epic moment in Shall We Dance that it can make anyone enjoy a musical.
An epic dress.
Yeah, epic dress. So I was very, very excited for her. I don't dislike her. I just am not into her thing. That's not my sound. Or
really? Loved
her
in... Oh, it's not your sound.
No.
Oh.
Loved her in the pajama game, though.
You did?
Loved... Oh, my gosh. With Harry Connick.
I just want to say her opening number in the terrible Bridges of Madison County is spectacular.
Is it really?
It is spectacular. I mean, literally, first 2 minutes, my friend and I are, like, drenched in tears. Just somebody standing on the edge of a stage just singing.
Well... I don't want to. I'm going to go into something else because you brought up Bridges, so I'm going to bring up Stephen Pascal, and I'm going to get off the Tonys so that Lisa and I can still talk about the Tonys next week.
The clock is ticking.
But you can raise the roof, according to Playbill, because Stephen Pascal and Brandon Victor Dixon are joining Sutton Foster, and they're doing an encore production of Wild Party.
Which one?
That's exactly what I did. I was like, and which one would that be? Would that be the one with... Because remember when they were simultaneously running with the Eartha Kitt and the Idina Menzel and all the difference, and you're like, so it's going to be Andrew Lippa's version.
So not the Eartha Kitt.
Not the Eartha Kitt.
So that's why I can see it, because I saw the Eartha Kitt.
Who? I saw the Eartha Kitt, too. And this is nothing new with anything, but I'm bringing it up. Back in the... late 90s, the taxi cabs in New York wanted you to buckle up for safety, so they had all these famous people make a sound. Eartha Kitt's is still in my head to this day. You would get in the car and you heard, cats have only 9 lives, but you have only 1. So please buckle up for safety. Tell me that's not the greatest thing ever. Hi, Eartha, we're thinking of you. So it's going to run July 15th through 18th at the City Center.
So Lee Silverman is going to direct, and choreography by Sonia Taya. Is that correct? T-A-Y-E-H? Taya.
Taya.
Well, Sonia, if I have it wrong, I'm sorry. So I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting. Sure. I think that's kind of exciting. So
every time I hear an Encores thing now, it's like, oh, they want to do a tour. They think they're going to do Chicago.
Charlie Pollack, who used to be here in Austin, is also going to be in that.
Oh, he is.
Yes. Fabulous. Now you're talking.
I like
now
how we're bringing it in a circle. So I'm gonna move these other two really quickly along because I'm excited about this. Rent and A Chorus Line are reuniting for a Pride concert.
How cool is that?
Yeah. How cool is that? It's going to be called Roar. It's the fifth annual. I guess it could be animal too. We get a little crazy sometimes. The fifth annual benefit concert featuring What the heck did I do? June 22nd.
Oh, so pretty soon.
So 1 month before Taye Diggs starts in Hedwig.
Is Hedwig going to survive?
And Hedwig. Oh, poor Hedwig. I had sent Anna and Lisa. I just got a discounted ticket offer to Hedwig. And I said, Hedwig's never had a discounted ticket offer ever. Not even when it was at the Jane Street. I felt a little bad for Darren Criss, but, you know, that's a long time. He's still playing till July 22nd. I don't know. But, you know, I'll let them figure that one out. And just... another award was given out that wasn't at the Tonys, and I thought this was cool. The Actors Equity Award for Outstanding Broadway Chorus, and American in Paris won that. Mm. And I thought that was really, really nice. I will say, I really enjoyed that number on the Tonys.
You're a dance person.
Yeah, I'm a dance person, so I just found it so beautiful. So,
well, it was different. I mean, we're not used to seeing that kind of dance on, as Broadway dance.
Yeah, and... What lovely, beautiful, beautiful looking people. So that's what's, you know, beautiful, beautiful. That's my little bit of news right now. So
do we have any history coming?
History's later there. Ann Shigalella, I made sure I have history for you today. It's your favorite part. So, if people wanted to learn more about Fun Home, which we're playing all the music from, and I can't believe I didn't talk about it because they made history by the first female writing team to win a Tony for a musical score. Mm-hmm. So shout out Janine Tesori and Lisa Crone. Power to you. Fun Home is, there was a great article actually in our own paper in The Statesman yesterday. Mm. And I will get a PDF version of that we can put up on Offstage and On the Air for listeners to learn a little bit more about it.
So may I finish my question from the early part? So tell them why it's called Fun Home, F-U-N.
Oh, why don't you go ahead, Miss Ann Shigalella?
It's funeral. You know, when I heard that originally and they were conceiving this, I was like, but I have to say, the graphic novel I thought was fantastic. The CD is really good. Michael Severus won, and he sounds great. And
I love
that
him.
Days and Days that
and
you
he
just
was
played,
one of my favorite. The Judy Hedwig's
was fabulous, and love to see the show. Betcha's act does it. Put $20 on that.
I already said that's a Dave Stakely special when that was playing. I saw that in.
That's when I'm serious, Roxy. If I say I put $20 on it, it's good.
So let's listen a little bit more to Fun Home.
Someone just came in the door. Like no one else.
You know what was really funny is that some of those songs start off with some pretty strong language, and I made the disc and I went, uh-oh, I better go back and check those. But there's plenty of songs on that album, 23, 28, some large 20 numbers.
Well, they chopped
so.
It up, you know, because it's got a lot of dialogue, recitative, as we were saying.
Yes.
But that's in there, too.
So, all right, well, we're back, and we are going to be joined now by Cinnamon Path Theater and their production of Good Weather for Bunt Cakes.
Bunt
Cakes.
It's fun to say.
And we're joined by Max Langer, Christy Moore, Lana Dietrich, Suzanne Balling, and Roxy Becker. And I have to tell you, Max, I just moved off Cinnamon Path. I was there for 14 years.
Are you serious?
We were neighbors.
That's crazy.
And I saw this and went, that's hilarious. Now, I moved a big hole 200 yards, and I live on the street behind Cinnamon Path,
oh,
so
yeah.
my
my Mac neighbors are Cinnamon Path.
Well, I probably heard you doing something back there. Yeah.
Probably at some point or something. Right. And then I heard something going on the other night, and I'm like, I wonder if that's Bun Cakes performing.
It was Lana. Screaming out the back door.
I'm yelling, eat it out the back door.
I think I literally am directly behind you now.
You may have. I left a note for some of our neighbors that we would be yelling out the door occasionally, and that you should be prepared. So, yeah.
So, yeah, that's really funny. And I've been waiting to tell you that. Oh my gosh.
You know what else is our lighting designer, Natalie George,
yes,
actually used to live right in front of me as well in the same, you know, area. So
yes, she did. Natalie and I are both on the board at Ground Floor Theater, and Natalie and I were chit-chatting about
that.
It's funny. I feel like I always meet someone who either has lived on Cinnamon Path or has always had a friend on Cinnamon Path. Yeah. I don't know why. And I'm getting... Yep, see, all the hands are raising. It is so hilarious.
But now everyone will have to go to Cinnamon Path.
It's
down.
A lovely little
very
street.
Very welcoming. Yeah, it's lovely.
So tell us about this production. And people are probably going, wait a minute, you lived on Cinnamon Path, and you're talking about a show on Cinnamon Path and the theater Cinnamon Path. So why don't you kind of tell the listeners a bit about how this came to be. I think it's really cool.
Okay, cool. Yeah. About a year ago or a year and a half ago, there was a lot of talk in town, I think, about the lack of theater space or people having trouble finding theater space in town. And I had talked to a couple of people about maybe we should sort of open some homes and do some small productions there. I wrote a piece, which ended up turning into this piece, with this particular home in mind, you know, using the bedroom and the backyard and the living room as scenes. Wrote it actually with a couple of the actors who are here today in mind, and had them come to a reading last year. It went pretty well, and they wanted to keep going with it. So we
decided
to try it.
Sleep No More. You're all in different rooms.
Well, it's not that scary.
The concept of moving around a bit, kind of like
molestation.
No, the audience doesn't have to move around in this one.
No, they're stuck in their seats, but it's very entertaining. It's a comedy, sort of a dark comedy, I guess.
Yes, and I like the title. I like the little tagline or tag sentence, I should say. An original play about what goes into a cake, what comes out of a family, and what we all conceal and deny to make life a little bit more bearable. Mm. I was like, oh, I like that. That feels like a theme song.
Yeah, a lot of people can relate to it, I guess. I had a couple of people tell me that they got insight into their own families after
wow.
seeing this production, which
that's
is
a
little frightening. Yeah,
that's cool.
Can you tell us a little about the characters and the story?
I can. There are two sisters in the play who are played by Roxy Becker and Suzanne Bolling, and their mother is played by Lana Dietrich. The one of the sisters, Julia, has been away from the family for a number of years, and so the play opens when she has just returned, and there's obviously a lot of tension and a lot of things and a lot of history that they haven't really resolved, and so the play sort of comes together with them working through some of that conflict and trying to get to a place of resolution.
And do they eat bundt cake? Do they make
There is bundt cake. Thank you for asking. There's bundt cake made, eaten. Yes, thanks for asking that too. Roxy, did you have...
No, the audience gets their own little mini buntinis.
Oh, from
Nothing Bundt Cakes, which has sponsored
us.
That's
delicious cake.
That's really exciting. Now, Christy, how is it directing a play in a home? I mean, that's a little bit of a...
It is
challenging.
You
don't quite have the lights and the... I mean,
yeah, so. Actually, I will say Natalie worked really hard with us because, unfortunately, Max did write a play with blackouts.
Mm.
And I was like, what were you thinking?
Natalie's magical like that, though.
And she somehow managed to kind of group all the lights in Max's house together so they can be operated from a smartphone.
Oh.
And
so Cinnamon Path in the neighborhood goes dark, I'm knocking on your door.
Exactly. Something's going to run. No, I mean, it's a challenge. Obviously, in a house, you don't have the same kind of, you know, acting areas that you have on a stage. And so, and bless his heart, Max, basically, you know, he had to clear out of a lot of stuff. So there was room for people to move around. But it's actually been really fun. A lot of people have said how much they enjoy that aspect of it.
I'm sure.
That it's
how
like,
many persons can you accommodate?
We get 20 in there.
Excellent.
Well, that's nice.
Are we going to hear a scene?
Yes, I was just about to say. Now, I hear you have a scene. I don't know who wants to set that up for us.
I'll set it up. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of the show. And basically, it's Rebecca, played by Roxy Becker, is there You kind of just see her at the very opening of the show, sitting there trying to have a moment of relaxation. And Julia, played by Suzanne Balling, comes into the house from the front door.
I couldn't find any sugar.
What does that mean?
It means I couldn't find any sugar.
Did you look?
Of course I looked.
And what? There just wasn't any sugar of any variety?
That's right. That's what it means.
Did you ask someone?
What would I ask? Like, why don't you have any sugar?
Sure. Or just, is there any?
Oh, yeah. That would have been good. Is there any? They would have been like, any what? And I would have been like, sugar? And then they would have been like, who you calling sugar? And I would have been like, not you, freshie. And then someone probably would have called security. And then somebody, most likely me, would have ended up in prison.
So you didn't ask them?
No. There wasn't anyone to ask anyway.
No one in the whole store?
Correct.
Which store did you go to?
The one on the corner, the one we talked about.
What's it called?
What's what called?
The store?
I don't know. The such and such store. Whatever you told me it was called.
What did I tell you?
I don't know. I don't remember. It's just the stupid store around the block on the corner, like we talked about. Who cares? They all look the same.
What color is it?
What is wrong with you? I'm pretty offended that you're asking me questions like this. It's like you don't trust me or something. I mean, we're sisters, Rebecca.
I know what we are.
You wouldn't ask Carol what color the stupid store is.
Who?
Carol.
Who's Carol?
Oh, now who can't answer any questions? Are you mocking me? Is that what this is?
No, I don't know who Carol is.
Carol, what's her face? The soccer player, the blonde one?
Carol Oberhausen?
Yes.
From fifth grade?
Yes. See, you know who I mean.
That was over 30 years ago.
I know.
Why would I ask her what color the store was?
Exactly. You wouldn't. That's my point.
That was awesome. So, Lana, what's it like to play their mother?
Awesome.
I like that. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience? I want you to be able to get a little two cents in here, too.
Well, it was, I really liked playing in Max's house.
You're not the first person to say that.
I have one scene alone in the bedroom.
Not the first one to say
one,
that either.
One of my favorites.
Now, let me ask this, because we always do, and now that we've gone there and made jokes, what is the age for this? If listeners wanted to know who is this appropriate for, it isn't someone's home, what would you say? PG-13, G, all family, I mean?
I would say PG-13, probably. There's some mature themes in there. There is some swearing and, some mature situations. But it's also very funny and fast-paced.
Okay.
I ran lines with my 11-year-old daughter. There was one scene that I would skip over, but most of them I ran with her, and then she would find some substitutions for certain words.
That's funny.
Very sophisticated.
Quickly, Roxy, can I have a number? I forgot we need to do our little number time game here. Can I have a number between, is it 1 and 42, Karen, right?
I think
we're in the 40s. Let's just say 1 and 47.
Well, then the answer to the universe, 42.
42. Let's see if 42 wants to go for us.
Williams, and you're listening to Offstage.
We're going to try it again because we heard half heard. I think I know who it is, though.
This is Jason Williams, and you're listening to Offstage and On the Air on KOOP, Hornsby, Austin, 91.7 FM.
It was Jason Williams. Jason Hello, Williams. Jason. That's exciting. I'm glad we heard that. So quickly, we're going to wrap up here. How long does the show run?
In terms of the number of days, you mean? Like, when does it end?
Runtime of the show. Okay. Some people are like, am I going? Is it a dinner? Is this a short one?
It runs about 80 minutes straight without an intermission.
Oh, we love that.
Yeah, we do love that.
Theater.
And is it still an 8 o'clock curtain time?
That's right.
Or should I say door time?
You should say
so
door.
So what good restaurants are there near Center Path?
Yeah.
There's a really good one right around the corner.
You're kidding.
But it's near the AGBG, is it ABGB, whatever it's called, the Austin Beer Garden area. And
yeah,
there's other places
Thornton,
near there, Olivier's or Olive's or whatever. There's a bunch of stuff down there. There's
all down South Lamar. Olivier's. You could pick anything between South Lamar, between Old Dwarf and Ben White area. And there's good times there. So... You run through June 13th, correct?
It's the 14th now. We added another show on Sunday.
Well, yeah. I'm glad I just asked that. I just said, so you've already had one weekend, and people have been obviously responsive, and that's exciting. So
they're signing up in advance online, or can they just show up, or that's preferred to sign up online?
It's preferred to sign up online just because we have limited seating.
And what is that?
So we're doing it really through Facebook. So if you just go to Facebook and type in good weather for Bundt Cakes, it'll take you to the main page.
Or good weather, and then it'll come
You could try that too. Hopefully. I don't know.
Well, thank you all for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was kind of exciting.
You didn't bring us any Bundt Cakes.
That's, oh, no, you didn't bring us Bundt Cake.
Extra one if you come.
That's the Cinnamon Path Theater with good weather for Bundt Cakes inside a private home in South Austin through June 14th now. And I have a website of massiveimp.buyplaytix.com.
You can go there and get tickets. Yeah, that's the where the tickets can be purchased.
But Facebook, if you go on the Facebook.
Yeah, it has more accessible and fun information.
Google the good weather for Bundt Cakes.
That works too. Yep.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Daddy, hey, Daddy, come here, okay? I need you. What are you doing? I said.
Aunt Shikalala, I asked you today to do what I normally do and choose a local piece. And what local piece have you chosen today, Anne?
Teatro Vivo has a new show, which is actually a bilingual adaptation of The Cherry Orchard. And it is
That's interesting.
Yeah, have you seen the? I thought the El Nogalar.
Nogalar. Oh, thank you. I was like, someone here's got to speak Spanish.
I'm so glad.
And my best friend here in Austin, Rudy Ramirez, is directing that show. So I just want to give a little shout out.
Thank you.
We love the Rudy.
Yes.
So they do a Thursday through Sunday. They have a pay what you wish on Thursdays. And they're at Mexicarte, which means a lot of free parking, which we're all interested in. And the playwright's written for HBO and the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. I think she has like 4 theater grants out there now, so it should be a really terrific show from Teatro Vivo, and you can check it out online at Teatro Vivo or on Facebook.
Nice. Well, thank you, Anne. Well, Anne, I have your favorite portion of the segment for you here today. Dun 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 dun. Today in theater history.
Yes.
It is one birthday of Frances Ethel Gumm. We all know who that is, right?
Judy Garland.
Yes, 1922. She would have been 93, but she didn't make it that far. I'm sorry, Judy.
May she rest.
May she rest, yes. Poor thing. She's been in the news lately because one of her old assistants is writing a very bad tell-all.
That is tacky. Oh, no. So tacky.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, that's not cool. But yes, we're not going to talk about that and give him any little time. 1976, Neil Simon's California Suite opened on Broadway. Do you remember who starred in that? Anne Shikalala, because you're like Encyclopedia Brown over there. Tammy Grimes, George Grizzard, Jack Weston.
Grizzard, sorry.
That's okay. Jack Weston, Leslie Easterbrook, and Barbara Barry.
Huh.
And it ran 445 performances.
It was
pretty good, 70s. 1982, Harvey Fierstein's play, Torch Song Trilogy, opened.
Wow, 1982.
I did the same thing. Can you believe that? I was kind of like, whoa. And it also featured good old Estelle Getty.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
I just love that Sophia Petrillo that she played on that show.
On that show.
That show.
Mm-hmm. So then 2001 was not a good year, apparently, that all the high-profile Broadway shows closed. They were all shut out of the Tonys. That was the year they even got Alanis Morissette to come in and do Jane Eyre, and that wasn't working. And so
we could have told them that.
Yeah,
that's a stretch.
Yeah, I know. So they had multiple that on this specific day, multiple shows closed, including a class act and our Faith Prince we love, Bells Are Ringing. The revival
was a
bummer year. So. Sorry, 2001. Mm-hmm. Birthdays today. And Anne, I bet you know who every single person is on here.
I don't see them. They, you know,
you always do. Lisa and I are like fascinated by it. Frederick Lowe?
Yeah, Lerner and Lowe.
Hard. No. Julie Hayden?
Well, she's an actress, but yeah.
Terrence Rattigan?
Oh, we all know.
Terrence is. Yeah, I know. Nicholas Martin?
No.
See, I don't know Nicholas Martin.
He's a playwright.
He's a playwright.
Yeah, glad you stayed.
Yeah, that's Christy kind of Moore. Exciting. Christy Moore, thank you. And one, Gina Gershon.
Hmm. Wow. Everybody knows Gina Gershon.
I have heard of her.
I've yes.
heard of her, too.
You have.
Yes.
Yes. She was most recently touring in Ghost Brothers of Darkling County, which we've spoken about numerous times because of Mr. Dale Watson and getting his Actors Equity card doing that. Hmm. So that's my Today in Theater History.
Thank you, thank you.
Dun, 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 dun. So we're going to listen to a little bit more of Funhouse, and then we're going to be right
home.
Back. Fun Home. Sorry, you know what it is? Because it changed it when I was doing stuff, and it's on my script like that now. We're going to be back with Austin Theater Project.
Teacher's back in the parlor. Move the G.I. Joe. It can't be on the floor. He wants the Dresden figurines.
I'm just loving the Fun Home. It makes me happy. No one agrees with me. I'm looking at everyone.
Oh,
everyone's
awesome.
Been so yes back and forth, and now everyone looked at me like, uh-huh, lady.
That's because we can't hear you.
Whatever.
We can't hear anything.
Whatever.
I like it.
You like it? Yeah. Tracy's jamming out over here.
I'm down.
So we have here with Austin Theater Project, David Blackburn, and Betty Lynn Pickles and Jeannie.
Hello.
Now, Betty and Lynn and Pickles and Jeannie are here because Michelle Chaney, Jennifer Coy, Amanda Sarah, and Wendy Zavallotta couldn't be here.
No, they were busy.
So we had these four ladies here, and they're starring in the Great American Trailer Park Musical with Austin Theater Project. And actually, we're going to do things a little bit different here, and we're going to just go running out of the gate with a song.
Ooh.
From the show with a performance, and then discuss a little more. So do we need to set up this song, David, or are we just rolling with it here?
I think we can just roll with it, or Jeannie.
I can do a quick setup.
Okay.
So I'm Jeannie Garstecki. I'm agoraphobic since my little boy was kidnapped outside the Supercuts 20 years ago. And this is Jeannie's lament when she finds out that her husband is cheating on her.
No. Oh.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Joan Rivers, help me please. Do you carry what I need amongst the things you sell on the QVC? I wish that you'd advertise a cream to revitalize my man and me. As seen on TV, Mr. Clean, looking lean in your muscles and jeans. Can I borrow you to mop up this messy scene? No scrubbing bubbles at hand, and I'm out of spick and span. It's like the 2000th flush between me and my man. Feels like my love's been flushed down the pipes. Now it's time to moan and gripe about the way things used to be. My marriage is in the hands of the tidy boy. Face down in the can and then flush down the pipes once again.
Love's been flushed, my heart's been crushed, life turned to mush.
I see no relief to my marital grief, which gives new meaning to the phrase. Where's the beef?
Big fat beef.
Just like clothes from Walmart, my love life's falling apart. And it cuts like a Ginsu knife lodged in my heart. Feels like my love's been flushed down the pipes. Now it's time to mourn and gripe about the way things used to be. Marriage is in the hands of a tidy bowman. Plop face down in the can and then flush down the pipes once again. The
Say it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. No, sir.
You better believe it.
But this mother needs all the breaks she deserves.
You deserve.
While I'm all alone, he's doing some young slut. They got the club for the car.
Club for the car.
The club for the bike.
But
I want a club that mess brains into night. Feels like my love's been flushed down the pipes. Now it's time to moan and gripe about the way things used to be. My marriage is in the hands of the tidy bowman, plopped face down in a can, and then flush down the pipes once again.
Down it goes where it stops, no one knows.
Love's been flushed down the pipes once again.
Wow.
That took a lot of good.
Cinnamon Path Theater is throwing bunt cakes at you right now. They're all bunt cakes.
Pickles,
I'm sorry you have to leave, but thank you. That was awesome.
She's got a doctor's appointment.
Well, you had Tracy Schultz over here giggling the whole time.
That was awesome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And,
I also have to say we had another member join the party. Why don't we say hello, Mr. Jeff Hinkle.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
Hi, Jeffrey.
I'm glad you got to join us. And I'm sorry we went right into the song and I didn't introduce you right away. And, I mean, you have been directing these lovely ladies, so...
It's more like wrangling.
Yeah. So you know what? Well, Jeff, David, I don't know which one. Would you like to tell us a little bit about what this musical's about? I mean, I could go all over the map with it.
I'm going to let the director.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, Jeff, we're putting you on the spot. Yes. We're introducing you, and now please do tell us.
It's kind of like Hamlet. It's all about the moral dilemma. No, it's...
Very serious.
Oh, thank you. Oh. I first have to say this: it's an honor and a joy to get to be with these ladies because I'm in awe of their genius the whole time. But it's a tragic love story of a man and his wife, some problems after their baby gets removed from them, and
gets removed from them.
And that's part of the special part of the story we're not
gets kidnapped
away.
Outside the supercuts.
Oh my god!
Yes.
Gets kidnapped. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's trapped in her trailer. There's three ladies who are kind of like a Greek chorus who kind of comment and kind of tell what's going on and keeps the audience engaged or informed and then engaged.
That's engaged.
Terrible. Every second's no. And a stripper comes in and like a hurricane, she wreaks havoc on the lives of poor Jeannie and
Hoping you were going to mention the Costco, the Cheese Whiz, and the stripper. So you got the stripper in there.
I got the stripper. The Costco, it does keep our... We do have a thug coming to cause trouble and he needs his Costco card to keep him... permanent markered. It's his drug of choice. So.
And you all reside at Armadillo Acres?
That's right.
That's right. Armadillo
that's right.
Acres.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
20
correct.
20 years now.
That's right.
Now, yes. So have you gone searching for the armadillo since you've been here in Texas from Florida? Or?
Well, we just keep seeing them flat on the road. And somebody told me that they've never seen one just walking out and about.
Yeah, I believe my ex-husband, my past husband, I believe he...
Yeah, may he rest.
Armadillo.
I never leave the house, so I don't know.
So, ladies,
yes.
May I just learn a little bit about each of you?
Oh, sure.
Sure,
sure you're so sure. willing. I love this. So you may choose amongst yourself.
Well, I'll
like
go first, clearly. Oh, my name is Lynn St. John. My husband's been on death row at the Florida State Prison for 8 years now.
Yeah.
And it is solely up to me that they do not flipped the switch on Old Smoky, which is our electric chair down there. And I've been successful for the most part. I mean, hell, he's still living. So, you know. But that's just me. I'm a lover. I love to love on people. That's right. Nicole is really what it is. So, Jeannie, darling, you want to tell a little bit about yourself?
Oh, sure. Jeannie Garstakey. I've been married to Norbert for 20 years now. And I have a little problem getting outside of my trailer. I'm trying. You are doing a great job. My 20th anniversary is coming up, and I want to make it out to see the ice capades.
But I mean, who wouldn't? Red Lobster and the ice capades. I know. Are you kidding me?
I know. So I'm really trying, okay?
And my name is Betty Lefebvre, and I'm the leasing manager at Armadillo Acres. It is my property now because my husband, who's passed, who happens to be buried on the other side of the acres, I kind of run the joint and kind of make sure everything runs smoothly. I've lived there for many years. As a backstory, this takes place in Stark, Florida, and I am I'm the president of Welcome Wagon there. I'm also work with the city council, so I'm kind of a leader there. I have a great leadership position.
You have great leadership positions.
I do. I've kind of got leadership skills.
Yes,
skill set.
I wish I had the camera in the studio.
Now, why do you say that, Bob?
Because this entire show, not just you guys, but from before, the entire show of everyone interacting with each other and the joy and the laughter, it's just... I wish all the listeners could see what I see.
Well,
I think
they need to come see our little based on a true story.
They don't have to.
I mean, certainly they don't have to, but you know, we're over at the Ground Floor Theater, and it's just just come on and see. I think that it would be a good time for all. And
we need to mention Baby Pickles.
My goodness!
Pickles. So why don't you tell us about Pickles?
So that's Donna.
Yeah,
Betty. Why don't you tell them about Pickles?
Well, actually, Donna, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. One of her problems is she kind of imagines in her mind that she's preggers. And this is a constant thing. And so this is partially our challenge as the leadership of the mobile home area.
To kind of guide her and look out after her.
Because her morality situation is a little on the loose side.
Not that we're here to judge.
Never judge.
Bless her heart. So she's off to her new job, and she's, you know, quote unquote, pregnant again.
Yeah, that's right.
How long is this show running?
How long? The show's about 90 minutes.
We opened this Friday.
Okay.
The 12th and run straight through to the Jeff, what is it? I don't know.
27th.
We're here. We pick up and go back to Florida on the 27th of July.
What days of the week?
So it's Thursday through Sunday. This Sunday is my birthday. Oh, so everybody needs to come out. Well, thank you. And Jeannie's birthday. It's Thursday through Sunday, and they can go to the website because we've got some matinees thrown in and some evening.
We just perform whenever they want us.
We do. I mean, we're easy.
Now, David, I have a question for you. You've been very, very, very excited to do this musical with Austin Theater Project.
Yes,
personally, I've seen the excitement when we aren't off stage and on the air. So where did you and Barbara come up with this, and how did you decide to do this?
Well, actually, the first time I heard about this show was with...
Talking that mic, darling.
We're going to make you have to stand up and come around. Sorry.
You can do it.
Come on, baby. You can do it.
Okay. I'm coming.
He's coming.
Your leader is helping you.
You are a miracle baby.
Okay. So, about, 8 or 9 years ago, another theater in town was planning on doing it, and it didn't work out. And actually, I was working with Michelle at the time, so we both were, like, really excited about it. Didn't happen. And it never happened, and it never happened. And finally, we had an opportunity to get the rights, and I was like, Michelle, guess what? And we were doing it. And so I've been excited. Because it's one of the silliest, most hilarious shows I've ever worked on.
Now, am I right in thinking it did really pretty well off-Broadway?
Oh, yeah. It ran a couple of years, I believe.
Yeah, I feel like it was more than a year for sure.
I think it was... It was like a fun home. It kept building and building and moving and moving and gaining more traction.
Do you remember where it played?
I don't remember.
It started off in one of the Fringe festivals too, didn't it?
Oh.
I think like Debbie Does Dallas did. Like that's another little quirky, great musical that...
It's been through many incarnations.
Yes, I know it has.
I didn't realize it was that old.
Wow.
It was done in 2005 originally.
Great. Well, congratulations.
So we're really excited to present it.
We are so
premiere.
Excited. Oh, you know, we have a live band and everything. Oh, that's God. What I love.
What pieces
so
do you have, David, in that band?
Guitar and a drum.
Yeah,
and
David, what else do we have?
We've what got, else do we have back there?
We have guitar, bass, and drums, and keyboards.
Great.
By his truly.
They are
fancy. Real fancy looking. Although, when we've come to Austin, we're those lots of fancy looking people around here.
There are.
There's a lot of
there
fancy
are.
People here.
Jeff, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Did you think Barbara and David were nuts when they came to you with this idea and said, hey, Jeff, we have a show? What do you think about? Like, how'd you get sucked into this little trailer park?
Well, the very first thing is I really don't do comedies very well. That's not really my strength as a director. It is my 133rd or 4th show to direct, and I've only done 7 comedies and all that. So, when they first kind of said, you want to do a comedy? I was like, sure, you know. And but then when I saw the people audition, I have to be honest. I mean, I've been a fan of all these people for so long. I can tell you the first time I saw each one of them in performance, and Susie Paulings as well. I'm surrounded by geniuses here today.
I was very excited about this show. Both guests today. This is very exciting. So I'm giving a hats off to the Bunt world and to the Trailer Park world. So.
And I could use a Bunt cake if anybody has one.
Yes.
But no, when they asked me to direct it, I was, you know, one, thrilled because I love working with ATP. I mean, they're just fun to work with and they're great folks. But and then when I also saw who auditioned, as the audition videos came in, I was like, you know, kind of TTing in my pants with Dwight.
Oh, you're a
thing.
Well,
he does that
a little bit. I do a little bit when they're doing their magic. But and I really had no experience with the show. I remember Michelle had mentioned it a few years ago at a city theater. It had kind of been filtered through us over there about if maybe we should do it or not. And so I had really little experience with it. And then as I watched them kind of create it and, you know, listen to the score and listen to them sing it and stuff, I'm like, this is just way too much fun. I mostly giggle at rehearsal, which is I never giggle in real life. Okay, I'm lying about that. But I usually never giggle at rehearsal, and I just sat there and I just giggled.
Well, and ground floor theater must be such a great space for
it's
it.
Oh, yeah.
The acoustics are really good.
Really good.
And I've never actually been there. You know, that was my first time we walked into Loden, and I was like, my God, Lisa has made a treasure.
You must have been thrilled. Yeah,
let's give it. Let's all. She's not here, but let us all snap, love to Miss Lisa Sheps. We're missing you today, and hats off for all you do for not only the theater community, but for Austin and the world in general, Lisa.
Yes.
You are awesome, and I'm proud to call you my friend.
Oh,
I really am. I love that, Sheps. Oh, so you guys just moved in. You just started. You have Tech Week going on, right? I just moved into the theater.
Week. Right.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, how did your trailers fit?
They did, weirdly. And what was fabulous is my sweetheart, James Jennings, is lighting this whole thing. So, you know, I had to make sure that I was lit all the time.
Which is a problem for me because I'm always like...
Yes, Betty's like, excuse me. But the trailers fit beautifully.
They do.
The TiVo's in and out.
Yeah, and the satellite dish is... The satellite dish is positioned just right.
Yeah, but other than that, it's been great.
The stage space is a nice big space.
It's a gorgeous space. You know, they actually, and there are, not only are they two separate dressing rooms with a bathroom, my actor friends will understand. I'm like, hang on. There's a green room.
Yes, there is.
With a refrigerator, y'all, like
and
a mini fridge.
I am the one who purchased and put that fridge in there.
And you know what's really great?
Actually,
when you flush,
I can't take all the credit. My brother was part of that too. Casey's been really big on what can I do to help the actors. The mirrors was one of his.
Love the mirror, the plethora, thing, so if you mirrors. Will, of mirrors. Mm-hmm. It has been lovely. We have felt so welcomed, and Lisa's just fabulous. And that little dog running around is fabulous.
Dog, happy dog.
So you run through. Is it? It's June 27th. Is that correct?
No. We open this Friday and go to July 27th.
No, not
until July
27th. That's wrong.
She's going till July.
Our lease was up. No, all right. Well,
we only rent it out to the
27th. It's June 27th.
Yeah, bad credit.
Never mind.
Which is my birthday weekend.
That's going to be a problem.
Too.
We go back to Florida.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you. We're running out of time, ladies.
Thank you so much.
But I am so glad you came to do this. And David, this was a fun one today. I always love, and I have to give you a shout out for your magical tinkering on the keys.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I did not
give you a shout out that yeah. they were accompanied by David Blackburn, and
they were making a whole lot of music.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that.
It's a style I'm not usually accustomed to playing, but it was fun.
Yeah. Well, you did it well. And Jeff Hinkle, you were an added surprise jumping in here today. I am so glad you got to join us.
I'm always tardy.
Yeah. Okay, that's all right. That was Austin Theater Project with the Great American Trailer Park Musical, running June 12th through 27th at the Ground Floor Theater. For more information, you may visit austintheaterproject.org or groundfloortheater.org.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Yay.
Rock and roll.
We're going to listen to a little more of Fun Home.
Right away, I knew you'd break my heart someday.
Well, that was a fun show. Thank you so much to our Bundt Cake guests and our Trailer Park guests and Anne Chickalella. Thank you for coming in and Coco hosting today.
Thank you. And they'll have to buy the CD to hear that last note of Michael Severus.
Oh, I'll give you this CD right now. You can take it and listen to the rest. Oh, okay. Yeah. Mr. Tracy Schultz over here with
Tracy,
your engineering.
And looking good. I got to take a Facebook
picture. My pleasure. Thank you.
And always to Kieran Hunter there. They are.
Kieran.
They make me happy when they're here.
Yes, thank you. Today was a fun show.
Today was a fun show, and we're going to talk about more Tonys next week, so you have time now to look at more if you want before Lisa gets back. But just a reminder, there's no backstage at offstage this week for our podcast listeners, but we will be back next week. Stand by for Austin Monitor News, and we'll be back next week with Lisa Sheps when we look at what's happening offstage and on the air. And of course, we're going to go out with one more number from Fun Home.
Today I woke up with a feeling that I did not recognize. Strange feeling.